Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/FTSW. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Well, hello!
Hello, Zuko here. But I guess you probably already know me.
You guys here for a rematch?
Negatory!
I think it's time I joined your group and taught the Avatar firebending.
Zuko, yes! Why would I be expecting anyone different?
Greetings, my good Hotman.
We've been through so many things together.
Baby, you're my forever girl.
It'll be okay. It's not forever.
That's what I'd say, too.
Hotman? Hotman? Hotman?
My first girlfriend turned into the moon. That's rough, buddy.
Hotman? Hotman?
I got a pretty good look at you.
Let them rock.
I'll take that as a thank you.
Stay flaming, Hotman.
Stop calling me that.
Trying to watch.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender and the Legend of Korra podcast for DongWuFang.net. I am your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Sam.
Hi, people.
Jeff.
Hello.
Allie.
Hi.
And Britt.
Lol.
Okay. Today we'll be doing a commentary for the Western Air Temple, episode 312 of Avatar. This was suggested to us on the forums by somebody, and I'll pull up their name in a second. But yeah, you can basically, there's nothing timely to discuss right now for Korra, so you can come to the DongWuFang.net forums on DongWuFang.net/forums and suggest topics for us to discuss. This was suggested by Olivia the actress. I do not, so this will be a good one to discuss, but yeah, let's get right into it. The point of this is you're supposed to play this podcast while you're watching the episode. Find the episode online or on DVD and put it on low volume, and then I'm gonna say 3, 2, 1 start, and we're all gonna hit play at the same time, and it'll sync up fine. We're going to be starting from the beginning of the credits of the episode. So yeah, is everyone ready, co-hosts?
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go, sir.
Okay, let's start. 3, 2, 1, start.
That's not lower my volume.
What I remember about this episode is that it's very frustrating to me.
Why?
One, we completely ignore previous developments of the last episode with Kat Aang. Two, we have the Katara thing at the end of the episode, which is, I'm interested to see how I perceive it this time, because I don't remember.
You didn't like it at first?
I don't remember liking it very much. I think it's kind of out of character for her, probably. And then we also have just the random three characters.
Katara was like PMSing until 3:16.
I don't like using that phrase, but okay. And
okay.
It's just the things we choose to focus on this episode are, it's like there's a lot we need to get to, and oh look, we were previously.
He's so cute in the beginning.
I love
him. So cute little credits.
He's cute throughout the whole episode.
Yeah, that's
so yeah, we have a previously on Avatar now, in case you guys don't know. I think by this point they had it for every episode though.
Oh, Sokka's such a little baby. He doesn't have like the massive cheekbones of steel yet.
You mean comparing?
He doesn't have any bending.
You're comparing them to the glimpses we've gotten in the new series.
Yes, and then do you know Sozin's beard just bothers me? It's like a pharaoh beard, and it's just get in the way of things? Like having a beard that's just like a little pointed thing. Like what if he like snagged it on stuff? Like, oh, I feel like it would just be in the way. Like,
that's
a
great discussion.
Like, if he tries eating with a fork, he's going to snag it there.
We've been wandering
and then,
the desert.
It's like when you're getting in clothing, you're like,
this
you're talking
the desert,
to, like,
Dylan.
I mean, it kind of is. I don't remember. Let's wait for them to do a
they're
wide
just
shot.
Walking over a cliff. It's just summer, so it's hot.
That's what happens when
I'm
you
waiting
live
for a wide shot, but okay. Yeah, that looks like the desert.
It's not. You're stupid. It's a like mountain thing.
I mean, the Fire Nation is like equatorial,
so
yeah.
Oh my god, they're in the west. Okay,
oh
they're
my
in
god,
Westeros.
Is still wearing
they're not. They're armor. Not in Westeros. That's
they're
not
in
true.
Westeros.
That's just not true.
You know, the quality of this is really.
I'm just gonna talk about future.
It's really what?
It's really terrible on my computer.
I think your feet need their eyes checked.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to watch the non-HD Avatar episodes online, but. It's fine, I guess. I don't know.
This is the perk of having it on iTunes.
Oh my god, I'm watching on the DVD, you idiots.
Oh yeah, that's true. What do you guys think of the design
this is
of
so
the
pretty.
Of the Western?
But like, I have a question. I think it's how did they build it?
Yeah,
that's yeah. It's like it's not stupid. Really physically possible.
It's dumb, but it looks cool.
Like, it should be physically
it's
possible.
A feat
if you
in,
to
like,
I'm gonna get an architecture major up in this episode. I'm gonna ask her.
Yeah, sure.
I have
that's
a friend who's an
idea.
Architecture major.
That's not useful though, because this is not real life.
It's a I don't care. I'm gonna ask her what her opinion is on this, and she's gonna hate it.
Like this right here, that jump he made would like shattered his ankles because he's from too yep. far up.
You know what?
Like, oh yeah, I forgot. Okay. I forgot
oh, yeah,
about
and
the
then
Zuko flashback.
The boulder out from his uncle. Yeah, that too.
Like that would have shattered his entire fibia and like probably his tibia maybe.
A lot of the things in the show would kill you.
Yep.
Like your legs can take
but,
like
let's
a
suspend
lot. Okay, but like, kicking that boulder is.
Can
not
we
a thing.
Actually talk about what's going on here?
Yeah, seriously.
Young Zuko. So this is
I
like
can't
the,
even hear the dialogue
this
anymore.
Is like the only flashback we have like other than the storm too.
He's to, fetus. To
well,
Zuko.
Then at the end of this episode.
Oh, you mean of Zuko?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like before.
No, we have Zuko alone. What are you talking about?
I mean, like. Pre, like, you know, this period in his life.
Oh.
Where he, like, just after he'd been banished.
Right.
Around this
time, I like
time,
how,
yeah.
like, Iroh has less wrinkles. Like, they look less deep. I don't know. He looks younger. And he has a tan.
I like how Zuko just has, like, a bandage over his eye.
Well, he kind of got burned, like, majorly. He's lucky he just has sight in his eye.
Yeah.
I guess it's frustrating focusing on Zuko. Like, this is very much a Zuko episode. And it's,
but it's, I mean,
it's like we need this at some point, but I don't know, like, right why right now. Also, these three characters are completely worthless.
I
shuffle them off before anything important happens.
They're just comic relief characters. I don't.
Okay, wait. Here, I thought they were gonna talk about the kiss.
Yeah, but they don't.
I thought they were too, but they're pulling. They do the same thing like a lot of shows. It always makes me like sad face. Like they're doing it in Teen Wolf right now, and I'm really sad.
Katara's like, let's. We need to talk about something, but it's not what the audience wants them to talk about.
No.
Yep.
Maybe we're just like focusing on the wrong thing. Like maybe they're just like in denial, but at least they could have some like in denial stuff happening.
These two,
or just in general.
I guess.
I like his.
But this is more important. Just like there's a war going on.
Maybe we should focus on the war. I mean, like, if this was Korra, they would have talked about the kiss.
Oh, the yeah. foreshadowing.
That's true.
Oh, Jong Jong.
Yeah. Oh, he's so cute. Just look how little he is.
If it's important,
oh
I'll
gosh.
Find out.
Yeah, I do like that. I do
up.
Like that line, yeah.
Who's Zuko? Who's Azula? Who's... Oh, screw it. I'll find out at some point.
I like how Toph's just nonchalant. We're fighting a war.
Toph's.
She's my baby. If I could be Toph, I would.
Dylan, my friend from Japan, her favorite character is Toph, but she calls her Tofu.
Yeah, I know. You told me this.
Oh, that's so
it's...
cute!
I like
it's
this
not...
scene with Zuko.
It's
funny.
Weird seeing him smile.
We saw this
know,
at
right?
Comic-Con in, like, 2000, whenever, before they released the episode, and I was, like, reciting the whole line because it got leaked to the internet, and this girl next to me was like, shut up!
This is
yeah.
the best.
Yeah, like, every season 3 episode got leaked early.
This is the best. This is literally...
No, remember when...
Because he's talking to a frog.
No, they put a clip from 314, and it wasn't out yet.
314?
You know
to...
what? They released the whole
The Boiling Rock Part 1. Is
oh my god.
It's so cute.
Oh, whatever, I'm not...
They one of the DVDs came out before the show aired.
That's what
yeah,
I was going to say.
Really, yeah.
That was really annoying. I mean, I got to watch all the episodes in one sitting, but that was still annoying.
Zuko, oh my god.
Will your true self reveal itself?
I'm glad you know this, Ali. Zuko,
you know how many times I've watched this?
A lot. Zuko,
too many times.
Zuko monologue, not
well,
doing
I'm
it for me.
I'm going to tell you a story after we're done with this that will lead up to, or that goes back to this.
The problem is Zuko just doesn't talk in the series, so having him just talk
yeah.
straight for several minutes is
having
really weird.
Having him be, like, not...
angsty.
It, like, shows him, like, having a dynamic, like, sort of war. Like, he's completely out of his element. He has no idea
yeah.
what he's going to do. But he's, like, I have a plan, but now he has to, like, execute this plan.
Doesn't
and, like,
plan.
They do this in a lot of, like, hero stories where, like, the villain crosses over. Like, a villain-type antagonistic character crosses over.
He's so cute here.
And tries okay. to join the hero. And they always have it, like, happen very seamlessly.
You guys.
But I like that they made it, like, a discord, like... Why are you here? Why should we trust you? And
okay,
just I enjoy
something.
Seeing Zuko being awkward, I guess. just Dylan doesn't enjoy Joy, so he doesn't enjoy
it. That it makes sense.
I just remembered something.
What?
Aang's dead.
Oh wow, great. I'm glad you brought that up now. Oh, okay, here's the other reason why this episode.
Zuko here. I like this scene.
Okay,
I do too.
No, no, no. I remembered the main problem with this episode is that the heroes act like jerks.
Well, that's, I mean, how do you expect jerks? Them to
tried
do?
To kill
like, okay, come on in after trying to kill me.
I'm aware, time. Like, okay, this is basically, I remember actually this is going to be the same thing we discussed like 5 years ago with this, but it's, we understand their motivations, but it's just, we're supposed to be, who are we rooting for here? Zuko, I guess? I don't know.
Nobody.
We're rooting against we're these.
That's the good part about it, though. It's like, you don't know what, I think it's good.
I think Dylan doesn't like anything that's cut and not cut and dry and like,
exactly. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how I like it more this time.
Oh, but. And I can't teach firebending. I love it. Leaves that to the last part.
Oh yeah. By the way,
I'm a firebender. In case you guys didn't know.
I like Zuko's awkwardness. You know.
I do too, but here it's too awkward. Like I remember seeing this, and I was like squirming at some parts. Like, who are you?
Oh my god! Like I felt like such secondhand embarrassment. But sometimes you feel secondhand embarrassment. During television shows, I'm like, this is not realistic. But like, one of the things I liked about
Hello,
Avatar.
Zuko here. No, stop it.
Whenever that happens, I just unfocus my eyes and just pretend I'm not in the room.
I usually skip over like parts.
I like the integration from Lake Laogai before the completing that plot thread. That's good.
Appa never forgets.
I love how they link back to old episodes from like season one.
I know.
Throughout this whole episode.
Except they should ignore the one that Haru's from and just get rid of him.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Not his name, but...
Yeah.
Aw, Zuko being genuine.
Yeah, and the other problem with this episode, which is just the fifth time I've said that, is that Combustion Man is in the climax of this, and he's a worthless character, too.
Yeah.
You know what, Dylan? Not every character has to be the best character ever. Like, I get... like so annoyed when people do this. They act like side characters have to act like this.
I know. So Combustion Man's
main character.
Combustion Man's is
literally
like
two episodes.
Aang, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Allie.
Allie is now Tyra Banks.
Shut up, Dylan. Okay.
If you want more discussion on the like the bad Avatar characters, including Haru, Combustion Man, the second part of the list podcast, I had a list about that.
Oh, Zuko.
Yeah, so it's like, this is just... this isn't, like, fun to watch this. Just
oh my god,
Katara being a jerk like that.
How is she...
She's justified. Why are you angry?
I understand she's justified.
Like, killed.
I also think her reaction at the end is justified, too.
So
but
why
I don't know if it's necessarily
like,
in
she's
character,
acting like
though.
A human. Like, you're mad that these characters are being believable.
Yeah,
like, so not every character, like, episode is going to be easy to watch in a normal show.
Well, I mean, it's an entertainment
show.
Zuko's
so...
still talking to the frog.
You know what, Dylan? Go watch Dora the Explorer.
I don't know. You could have had a better example than that, probably.
Nah, I don't think so.
Where there's, like, no conflict, everything
Hidden Zutara, where's Mel?
Yeah.
Back to the cave.
I love the shadows. They're so pretty. But you can see it off, which doesn't make any sense.
I love how Toph just doesn't have any lines because they're talking about the first season.
She's just like, lol, kind of wasn't there.
Like, lol, what happened? I was like in my castle because I'm a princess.
She like totally is like a Disney princess.
Off.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, that's...
Clearly. The flap that hangs down from the back of my throat. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Yeah, that's a horrible line. No,
it's an epiglottis, but it's not...
Dylan, you need to, like, stop...
No, calling back to that previous episode, it's two seasons ago and they're making a joke about that. That's not good. That's
Shut
just bad
up.
Structuring.
Oh my god, you have, like...
There's good parts
smile.
Of the episode. But that's not it.
What is that actually called? Because it's not your epiglottis. That's the one that hangs over your trachea. I'm going to look this up.
You're the science person. Yay, Toph has a line. At least he didn't add animal cruelty to the list. Let's go find him and give him a medal.
Yeah, okay, that's one of the good ones. There's the image on Tumblr with
I love
the
that.
metal and the,
It's like
yeah,
an actual
about
metal.
as much as you, yeah. What do you guys think of the Zuko Toph dynamic? Started here,
I ship it.
then continued later on.
I don't know how to feel about it. Because it gets in the way of my ship.
It's pretty sudden and it's only in like 2 episodes. Seems like
They're
maybe they
just
could.
hanging out. They're just bros. I mean, I can say
They're
it,
my
but
bro
like.
TP.
Seems like maybe we could focus on. I mean,
They have
like here it
childish
serves a
fears.
plot purpose in getting the group to accept them, but like maybe they could focus on other things.
They're like
Like
their
what?
messed up childhoods.
No, not
That's
that.
like they can bond over it. They're bro TP. They're my bro TP.
There
Ooh,
are people that actually ship that, I think.
burn. Oh, and then she gets burned.
Oh,
Oops.
wow. Insensitive.
Oops. Shut up. Oh my god.
I think it's called Jafarix. But I think that, no, it's not. Never mind.
You're still talking about biology.
Yes.
Uh-oh, she got burned. Britt,
Oh,
tell us what would
baby.
happen here. How long does it take your feet to heal from a burn like that?
Probably a couple of days.
Oops.
It sits on your feet, but she like put them in water, which is a good plan because you need to keep them in like cold water for probably 10 to 15 minutes. And
Oh, hey, something else that would kill him.
yeah, if it's that looks second degree, so
That would
she's
have
probably not
shattered his ribs and he would have died.
like hardcore. Well, maybe not died, but he would have been in
He would
some
have
serious.
been hospitalized.
Internal bleeding.
Yeah, like the fire went out pretty fast, so I don't think it like melted away any skin because she like literally stepped on the fire and then it went out.
Yeah. Nice. God, I want rice.
Wow, I'm
Oh
glad
my
you
god, I
trampled
love
them off
meat.
again. No
Wow,
need.
Haru actually gets a line. Wow,
Haru, go
that
away.
sucks. Yeah,
Why are you pronouncing his name like it's Japanese? You're like Haru. His name's Haru. Stop it.
is there a character that in something we've seen recently? That's probably
Free!
why.
Oh my god, you're stupid.
That show was worthless, so I got forgot already.
You're. Oh my god,
Now
oh
I'm
my god.
intentionally trying to make Ellie mad, but okay.
I'm gonna kill you.
Teo also just, oh my god.
My god, his name's Tao! What is the matter with you?
It is your nasopharynx. Actually, no, it's your orpharynx. There you
This
go.
is
That's what the flounder
what this
got
is
you, and
what
you're
Britt
the
was
thing
doing
now to
while.
call is the
She can see with
orpharynx.
her hands, right? What if she can't see?
She can probably see out the other parts of her body that are touching the ground, like her knees and her behind.
Her behind is not touching the ground, but okay.
I'm assuming her hands and her knees. It's just like,
Yeah,
'cause she
sorry.
like touches the ground with her hand when she needs to get like a really good look at something.
I actually like this joke.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, yeah. I do think a lot of this dialogue's a little awkward.
I
Well,
think
I
that's
mean,
awkward.
it's just kind of.
Which is unusual for this show.
I can't get over this animation because comparing this to Korra, it's like, what?
I assume this is JM.
Okay, yeah, another thing. Like,
It's a good
it's
studio.
really
It
pretty.
just hit me. It's their eyes. I don't like their
Yeah,
eyes.
me
No, it's
neither.
possible this is Moila.
Or their
I'll
faces or
look
anything
this up.
else. I still
I
like
think
it,
they
but
look
comparing it
adorable. I
to
think it's
Korra,
one.
it's like, what
I mean,
happened?
it's definitely like a cartoon sort of
Yeah.
esque, but it's like Korra is more of an anime, and then like this is definitely a cartoon
No,
with
it's
No, this is
no,
pretty
that's
much this is pretty
no.
anime.
They're
I said it's pretty, didn't I?
it's
It
the
was like
same
completely.
Brit, it's the same people making them.
Oh,
Like,
there he
you
is.
sure? Because it looks
yes.
completely
It's just a
different.
different studio.
Well, this may be Moy Animation, but Moy Animation provided additional animation to the
For
second,
Korra.
the first episode of the second season of Korra, so
Yeah.
it's like they're all involved.
Okay.
Maybe it's because they're all young kids. They look
Might be
weird.
it. Children are odd.
They are odd.
It's because their faces
Stop.
are all really round.
Hammer time. Hang that reaction was
What?
not necessary. What did he say? What are they selling? Chocolate.
Wow. We don't need
He's such a neat beard.
He has, what do you call it? Oh my God, what's the word for it?
He has a beard,
No,
but
from
he's
Full
bald.
Metal Alchemist.
Sideburns?
No.
Shish.
What does Ed have? Armor. Oh my
Well,
God.
it's automail.
Automail. Thank you, Jesus. I forgot what it's called. He has automail.
I like how
Yes.
massive he is. He's just like holding him back with like one arm, and it's like, LOL. Will you stop
I
now?
actually, this stuff I like, this animation.
Yeah, I think this is an excellent fight scene.
It is.
Good AMV fodder.
Yeah, there's a lot of AMVs with this.
Wait, minute. I like what Katara does coming up. Here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very strategic fight scene, you know? Because if you blow up too much stuff, you basically fall.
I think we're seeing the beginning of the progression of waterbending just becoming OP here. It's Katara just shattering a giant wave into ice.
But then it was useless.
Episode 308?
And then it only gets worse. Well, yeah, obviously. Okay, it starts there and then it continues.
No, it starts in, like, season one where she's fighting Paku.
Right when it didn't heal, I guess.
She's it's so bad at waterbending. It's just amazing.
Uh-oh.
I heard it. Don't worry.
Britt
curses at least once a podcast. It's
See,
fine.
Why do you yell at me? I never curse on the podcast. I just curse a lot more.
I'm adorable.
Yeah.
Okay, Sokka's really smart. Like, here, I, like, was so giddy when he did this.
It's not like he's calculating the angle in his head. What is he even doing when he's...
He's calculating the angle in his head.
He's not that... He can't do that.
Oh my god, wow, you're...
What do you mean
he can't do that? It might not be math, but it's like...
Let's see you do any better.
Mental calculations.
I guess it's like something with the... He's like aiming the boomerang. He's practiced that, I guess.
Oh, yes. Boomerang.
But then how did it come back?
What do you try to make it do with...
The boomerang's physics don't make sense.
He knows what happens.
You can just be quiet.
Yeah. Combustion Man's not the smartest.
This isn't even foreshadowing that you can take out a large opponent.
There goes his auto mail. Winry would
calculated strike.
What have you done to your auto
mail? That looked a lot actually like...
Yeah, make a point now, please.
Like the one she wanted to put on.
Allie.
Yeah.
That looked like a lot like Buccaneers automail.
It did.
There's nothing left to upgrade to.
Oh, look, there's the worthless characters again.
I need to watch Full Metal again.
Yeah, it's so
good. Hey, everyone listening to the podcast, watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
No, thank you.
Brotherhood, nothing.
You're not listening to the podcast.
I like how he basically sneezed and his head exploded. Remember when we had all these theories that he would come back? I remember those. Those were fun.
I did the boomerang thing.
Okay, since it's about to happen, let's start discussing the Katara death threat at the end.
Oh, that's what we're discussing?
Opinions on this.
Yay.
I think it's adorable.
It's adorable? I don't think that's adorable.
I think it's adorable how she would kill for Aang. No, okay. But you remember how the Zutarians were all over this?
Like, yeah, this is actually not that.
You don't have a scar on this angle. That's weird.
Yeah.
Where's your scar?
Maybe that was purposeful.
There was that, yeah, that's an intentional thing.
Debt bow. I don't understand Toph's little opening in her clothes, like in the back. I don't understand. Whatever.
It's for fanciness. Why does she have wrist bracelets?
It's her fancy wear.
She can't see! She doesn't need to be fashionable.
That doesn't mean she can't enjoy being fashionable. Maybe it's comfy.
Okay,
she also
so
can't see colors.
In this episode, Aang is, like, several inches shorter than Katara. So in, like, the span of now until the finale, he grows, like, significantly.
And
how long is it, though? It's, like, a couple of months, isn't it?
I don't think... I'm not sure. I don't think it's... No.
I think it's a couple... I think it's, like, a month or two.
Yeah.
I mean, in theory...
That's pretty short time.
Realistically, how short could it be for him to master firebending at the level he was at the finale?
Yeah, it seems very fast.
Well, they don't have a lot of time, though.
She seems upset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so good. I'll just walk away. Wait, my ship! There it is! He picked her up and carried her. Okay.
Wow, yeah, that's like the most that ever happens there.
No, it's not.
Remember when he covers her from all the fire burning stuff in the finale? Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Weird smile.
It was adorable.
I'm gonna throw up.
I guess another problem with the thing with Rutsy is that it's never followed up upon, really.
What wow, is it's just a death threat?
Yeah, it's just there. And
Yeah,
like
because he never attacks
they
Aang.
even bond in one episode, and it's like, oh, great.
Well, it obviously shows character development.
Let's
She's
go.
Kind of
Well, no,
mad at him.
I think
together.
they bring it
Okay.
up next
She gets
episode. Don't they?
Literally the end of that
Is
episode.
she even in the next episode?
Katara?
Like
No.
that's 20% Aang Zuko, or
Yeah.
20, I mean 20 out of
It's
maybe
90.
I know 20 minutes out of 23 minutes is what
No,
I mean.
no, okay, no, it's Southern Air, Southern Water Raiders,
Southern
Southern
Raiders.
Raiders, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
That's
while for
in.
now.
That's not the
Yeah.
next episode.
No, it's not. I was mistaken.
I do think the they
Anyway.
execute it pretty well. I'm more of a problem with the concept of it.
Why?
I think
It makes
Mae
sense. Like,
Whitman certainly does a good job here.
it makes sense though. Why are you upset that they put like made the scene?
I don't know.
Like,
I
think about
mean,
what
it
happened.
makes logical sense,
He
but
killed the Avatar, like her last hope,
I
the world's
understand
last
that.
hope, her like best friend. Like, she doesn't want that again.
I think there's a lot of problems because we don't see enough from Katara's perspective, and this is one of them. Another one is how is her
What do you mean we
reaction
don't see
in
enough from Katara's
another
perspective?
it,
The last like 2.5 seasons have been from her, like,
yeah,
see her
not
point of
no,
view.
but not really. Like, and
How do you mean
the other
not
scene that
really? She's
happens
literally a
is
main character, like
the
Avatar.
Umbrella Island players scene from her. That does her action seems jarring there too. It's just because we don't really understand what she's where she's coming from.
Here we do.
We understand, like we sympathize with where she's coming from, but we've never seen anything that would hint
Here
that
we
she would have
have,
this
though.
reaction.
Here we
What do you
have.
mean we've never seen anything? We
Were you not listening
literally
to what I just
saw.
said?
Did you not see her crying at the end of season two? Did you just like turn off your television during that
Yes,
scene?
exactly. That's what happened. I
Whatever
don't
you.
think that. Okay, so this was JM. So this was the better of the studios, and it still had some weird animation. JM becomes the main animation studio for Korra.
Can we talk about how great the ending title sequence was with the music and like just
Love
the
the moment.
mountains and then.
And then the ending scene? Yes.
Yes, the
Yeah.
ending.
Okay.
What ending scene?
The finale.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were talking about
I'd say those credits definitely better
Well,
than the Korra credits, I'd say.
yeah,
Although the
Korra
Korra
just had
credits
like
are
a
pretty good
big
too.
ending credit.
Okay, I sort of have an itching to do 316 now.
Oh God, no, why? I hate that
The
episode.
Southern Raiders.
That's
All right,
also not one
I
of my
need to get
favorite
ready for
ones.
work, so toodles.
No,
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye,
not
Brit.
now,
Yeah,
but
just at some point,
we didn't
yeah.
even officially end this.
No, it's okay. We need to go talk about people's opinions now. Jeff, what do you think of that episode upon watching it again?
Upon watching it again, the weird eye and face drawing
Yep.
came at me a lot more. Or rather, it's like I knew they were always there, but now it's like, oh, so that's why I didn't like it so much. But the dynamic between Zuko and the gang, I thought was fine. It was an acceptable way to bring him in.
Yeah, see, like, I feel like that's my opinion too. It's like, it's okay, but at
Wait,
this point, we're
speaking
looking
about
for better than
something.
okay from the show.
At this
I
point, I didn't mind. Okay was fine.
don't know. Okay. High expectations from Jeff.
What would you have, like, how would they, like, I
I
don't
don't know. I
understand.
mean, I've.
Yeah, this is like, if you're gonna criticize, how would they do it better? No.
I don't know. We don't need to bring Zuko into the gang.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
No,
What?
but
You're the worst person
there's
ever.
others gotta be other ways to do it than involving Toph in the
Well, come up
spotlight.
with one and then
Yeah, because
suggest.
Toph can firebend.
That's not what?
You
Okay,
said involving
what
Toph.
how no, because Toph is like the impetus for them trusting him.
Oh, God.
Allie, what do you think?
Well, I loved it at first when I first saw it, because obviously it was like during the hype. But I guess I still like it more than I should. But now watching it again, especially with the animation, like Jeff was saying, I'm like nitpicky when it comes to animation. So I was kind of sad watching it again. But the episode, I don't know, a lot of the things you were complaining about, I still don't understand why you were complaining about them, especially with Katara. Like, I mean, I think it's
I
fine.
think I justified it pretty well at the end, where we don't really
Oh,
see
you
a we
didn't.
don't see anything
Oh
from her perspective
my
beforehand.
God, the season two finale! What is
That's
wrong
like
with
2 seconds. Like, what do you come on?
Oh my God, do you not understand what those 2 seconds like mean though? He like destroyed like all of her, all the hope! So
Sam,
much
do you have
hope!
any new
Yeah.
opinions on the episode?
Well, Toph and Aang are probably the most mature 12-year-olds on
Yeah, I
Earth.
know, right?
Well, maybe not on Earth. I thought the animation was fine. It was. I thought it blends in. It blends in really well with the backgrounds. Like,
Yeah,
it
that's true.
looks. It looks like natural. It doesn't look
Like, I mean,
all.
I'm not saying the animation was
Yeah.
bad, but just comparing it to what we have now, it's like, oh, I used to watch
I
this.
just. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking at my rankings now. I had this the last time I did the episodes at 53 out of 60.
Are you kidding me?
Out of 60. And I agree with that, actually, upon rewatching. I take much less enjoyment from this episode then.
How do you rank 61 episodes? I can't do
60,
that.
Well, we combined the last two, so it's...
Whatever.
It's just a plot moving forward episode.
Yeah. This the whole second half of season 3 very frustrating to me.
We're imposing a strict ordering on all 60 episodes.
That's how you feel.
Interesting.
Dylan, you'll be really sad to know that I really like the Umber Island Players.
Same. It's one of the best episodes.
I think that's a very good episode.
You can... Oh my really? God, I hate you.
Yeah.
Changing your mind. And
no, I'm not. I criticize like one scene in it. Oh well, yeah, you're the only one that likes that. But,
I like everything.
Well, Sam likes things.
I have Umber Island ranked 37th. That's fine. That's pretty high. That's in the good tier. Okay. I don't know. I don't know how these commentaries are going. Give us your feedback. Dylan at DonWuFang.net, DonWuFang.net/forums.
Tell us to watch
at DonWuFang Tumblr and Twitter.
You guys want us to watch some episodes? Tell us to watch some ones from like season one that were like bad. Make us watch 111.
Why? Like, I don't know. I feel
because
like
that would make for good commentary. We wouldn't be talking about the episode.
I feel like doing good episodes would might be
why
better.
Why do people hate that episode? It's just a filler episode. It's not that bad.
It's boring.
This is why it would make a good commentary.
Yeah.
I can think of more boring episodes than that one.
Okay, well, like what?
Appa's Lost Days.
No,
yeah, that was kind of good.
That
one.
Was a good one.
That's more
Appa's
boring.
Appa's Lost Days is good.
Okay. Yeah, any other comments on Ember and whatever we just watched? It's Western Air Temple.
Nope.
For us, you mean?
Yes, you.
Yay, I like it. Aang's cute. And he's also dead. Makes me sad.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider donating from the Spirit World. All donations go directly to supporting our podcast. You can donate by going to donwufang.net/podcast and clicking donate at the top.
We should make a Patreon.
Page for what?
A Patreon. The thing I showed you the other night. It's basically where, like, people...
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I don't want
to donate.
I don't really want to do that.
As we make...
If we were to do it, not for this podcast. I've been Romano Stillen, Kosa, I've been Brits, Ali, Jeff, Sam. Other credits, music credits, Yoshida Brothers, Jeremy Zuckerman, Luke Tripp, Techno Directors, AJ, Kevin, Jeff. Logo Banner, Kevin, Dong Fang Zone by Jake. Contributors, Garrett, Sierra, Nick, Devin, and Lexi.
All right, let's see. G Money, Sierra Miss, Nick and Knight, Rudy and Tabooty. Is that everybody?
Yes. Good job, right. Sam. Give us. There's some. We have some other topics that we might do. Like, let me find
that are relevant to Korra.
Yes. I mean, they don't need to be relevant to Korra. Like, Korra's not on right now. We have Korra Real Talk, which is basically us complaining about the show. So that would be fun. The same person who suggested this episode wants to do commentary for Firebending Masters, which I feel like that episode wouldn't have that much to discuss.
I'm not a fan of that episode.
Me neither.
Escalations on the forum suggested family dynamics, which could be interesting. Go read her post for that.
I've done that a million times already.
Britt wants to talk about fan works again, which needs some preparation. And I want to do like a character specific podcast. I had this idea recently to do like just a podcast on Aang. Like I feel like that's a good approach to do. But yeah, we are bi-weekly now, so I don't know, not bi-weekly,
whenever we feel like
every other week we're gonna have a podcast, yeah, every other Saturday basically. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Any last comments?
Fuck is dead and the gang is dead and Alpha's mostly dead.
Why was that a song?
That was great. That was
beautiful. I saw it on Tumblr.
Okay. What do you want to end on?
Not even Christmas anymore.
Not that.
That's not what we're... Oh my god. I don't care. I just want to... Let's end on...
No, what's
Hello, Zuko here.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was thinking of.
Hello, Zuko here.
I don't...
Shut up! You pick something then.
I have no thoughts from this. Okay, that's fine. Thanks for listening, guys. 1, 2, 3. Hello. Wow, that was unenthusiastic.
That was horrible. Why does it always happen?
Come on, do it again.
Why?
1, 2, 3. Hello.
No.